This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. An annual report ranks New Mexico 49th in child well-being, and that's an improvement. The Kids Count report released today tracks metrics of children's education, home life, and health. New Mexico continues to rank high in child poverty and low in education outcomes. One bright spot is child health, in part because kids have access to insurance that's on par with the national average and only slightly higher than average obesity. The report is based on data gathered before the coronavirus pandemic. Child advocates say state policies supporting families and health care may blunt the impacts of the pandemic. The annual Kids Count report tracks 16 metrics of children's access to education, health, economic, and social stability at home. It ranks New Mexico at or near the bottom on education, economics, and family and community, which tracks rates of single-parent homes, teen birth rates, and whether or not the head of household has a high school degree. One in five New Mexico children live in an area where 30% of the population is at or below the federal poverty line. Nationally, only one in 10 children live in high poverty areas, according to the report. Albuquerque detectives are investigating the city's latest deaths, three more cases that could push New Mexico's largest city closer to smashing its homicide record this year. Police Chief Harold Medina is scheduled this evening to host a virtual town hall on social media to discuss the city's crime trends and answer questions submitted by residents. If the latest deaths are classified as homicides, that would put the total at more than 60 for the first half of the year. Albuquerque set a record for homicides in 2019 when it had 80 for the entire year. The city's reputation when it comes to crime is a big challenge for Democratic Mayor Tim Keller in his reelection bid. While some community groups are frustrated by the looming stigma, Keller's administration argues that it has been trying new tactics that include using acoustic surveillance to combat gun violence and the creation of a new community safety department. Medina said earlier this year that while violent crime is up, property crime has decreased. A jury in New Mexico found the state's former tax chief guilty of embezzling more than $25,000 from a trucking company while she was in former Governor Susana Martinez's cabinet. Demesia Padilla could face up to 18 years in prison for her conviction Friday on embezzlement and intent to defraud charges. A sentencing date wasn't immediately set. Her attorney didn't immediately respond Saturday to a message. The jury was told that between 2011 and 2013, while she was a cabinet secretary, Padilla linked her personal credit card to the checking account of a Bernalillo business. She resigned in late 2016 during an investigation. A spokesperson for the state attorney general's office told the Santa Fe New Mexican that jurors deliberated for about 2 hours before returning the verdicts. The Navajo Nation today reported no new cases of COVID-19 and no additional deaths. Tribal health officials said the sprawling reservation that stretches into New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah has seen over 30,900 known cases of the coronavirus since the pandemic began more than a year ago. The known death toll remains at 1,346. Last Friday, the Navajo Department of Health lifted the tribe's stay-at-home order, easing restrictions to allow in-person meetings and ceremonies of 25 people or fewer and drive-through gatherings of up to 100 vehicles. Face masks are required by everyone on the Navajo Nation, whether or not they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. This is KUNM.